morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for April 23rd, 2013 to order. First thing will be Mr. Lawson, approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. We can amend today's agenda under executive session, removing job applicants' qualifications, personnel, leaving pending potential litigation, and land acquisition.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Minutes, we had a copy of the minutes of April 16th. Any changes, corrections?
I just have a question.
Mrs. Deaver?
Mr. Wilson had something to say, and I didn't even see it in here, talking about marriage equality and children. And when we had a young lady there who spoke to us asking for a grant for the children.
Okay.
And should that have been in there? Was it amended? I wasn't in there yesterday, so.
Usually the minutes would reflect official actions taken by the board and are not a verbatim report of everything that everyone said. However, the audio portion is available, which is a verbatim report.
Okay.
So we're saying that not everything that we say is going to be in the minutes unless it was something on the agenda.
If it was something that was on the agenda, action taken, part of a discussion on the agenda, or something in other business.
Well, this was something said in response to that, the person who was presenting that program. But, all right.
She's also got her name on
the agenda. Any more questions or anything about the minutes? Hearing none, they'll stay approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, I have one letter, and it is from the Delaware Senior Olympics Board of Directors thanking Sussex County Council for their monetary support.
Okay. Anything from council? Any correspondence from council? Okay. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business under the agenda today are representatives from the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. They're here to give us a presentation and update on the upcoming Jazz Festival. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for having us here today. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Dennis Santangini. I'm the president of the Delaware Celebration of Jazz that produces the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. This is Leon Gallitzin, the vice president, and our Henry Simpson is our transportation coordinator, who has the privilege of driving around all the great artists that we have in our county.
Thank you.
Our prime objective for our jazz festival is twofold. We raise money for breast cancer, prostate cancer, and this year it's going to be lung cancer, because we are advised there will be 71,000 women that will pass on because of this disease, and it's time that we find out a way to cure it. The second thing in our agenda is we bring business into Sussex County. And we do now have the trademark the greatest jazz festival in the world. And since we have that, our organization has really grown. And thanks to Sussex County also, we have a great facility at the high school now. It's state of the art, it's a wonderful facility. So we have expanded out to the Route 1 corridor. That opened up a can of worms for us because everybody now wants to be involved because it's no longer the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. It's going to be the Sussex County Jazz Festival. So that said, we're going to hand out.
I think they may have already.
Wonderful. We'll be on the first page. Excuse me. Starts with over the past 23 years. Everybody have that? Over the past 23 years, the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival has grown from a small local restaurant walkabout to becoming a premier top event in the United States, featuring world-class Grammy-winning performers. The event's growth has come from our expanded TV promotional outreach to major metropolitan areas. And may I stop there? We noticed, since we've been advertising in the metropolitan areas where we can afford to, we have really grown. a lot of people are now beginning to realize what a great jazz festival this is.
It's well known.
Thank you.
Let me interrupt. I don't think we have that one.
You don't have that one?
Are you reading from one? I think if you're reading from something, we're not. Am I not?
Peter?
We're coming to you right away. That's part two.
Oh, okay. We got something with a bunch of bullets. We don't have that one. That's right. Okay. Now we have something.
Right.
Now we had the same colors on it.
George, thanks for not letting us wander too far.
Well, I just kept looking for where you guys were talking.
It depends on George.
I thought it was me.
English is a tough language.
So to continue, we are asking Sussex County to assist us in expanding the frequency and the outreach of our TV promotional commercials. Our TV spots have excited the viewers to visit Sussex County and our event and make their reservation in our hotels, thus increasing the revenue for Sussex County.
And to that point, what I'd like, Scott Thomas is here to give us an update on the impact of the number of hotels that are used during the jazz festival. Scott, would you be able to help us?
I'm Scott Thomas.
Okay. Can you turn on the microphone, please, and tell us who you are, where you're from, please.
Good morning, Scott Thomas with Southern Delaware Tourism. Just to reflect on those comments, at last year's 2012 Rehoboth Jazz Festival, the festival filled 3,120 hotel rooms in the Rehoboth-Dewey area, about 95% capacity. And if you think about it...
What time of year?
This was in October, October 22nd. So if you think about it with weather and everything else that traditionally brings visitors in during our high season, it's pretty much similar to what we're seeing outside today. And you'd be very challenged to get even close to those numbers right now without an event to this magnitude. So point is that this event brings in people from far away. They stay longer. They frequent... area restaurants. They have businesses are open then. It expands the season, and again, it's very impactful, not just in Rehoboth Beach, but spreading out, as you heard, throughout the whole Cape region and beyond. It also really helps place our county on the map, so much so that this year, with the past success of the festival, Southern Delaware Tourism, in conjunction with the State Tourism Office of Delaware, is nominating this event for an American Bus Association top 100 events in North America, which will bring it, even more magnitude and well known. So I really, applaud the effort of everybody involved, of Denny and Leon here, and everybody. It's a major event for the county, and it's a time when we really need it in late October. So those are just some of the key points I wanted to reinforce. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. At this point, before we start going to that second part of that discussion, Denny has a TV spot. Now, you may or may not be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it. And this is the first of two television spots that ABC TV out of Salisbury, WMDT, has helped to produce for us. So bear with us here, and hopefully the sound will be perfect.
No, it won't be.
Oh, how about that?
All right, I'll get it.
It won't work when
this,
you want it to.
This particular spot has all the pictures of previous artists that have come to our area, the premiere, from the Queen Latifahs to the Dionne Warwicks all the way down the line. So,
I think if you, while we're waiting, if you told us some of the major stars who have appeared in this event, it might impress people even a little bit more.
Well, we've had B.B. King. We've had...
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. We have Dionne Warwick and Queen Latifah, Jeffrey Osborne, Dave Koz. I've been doing this myself for 17 years. So there's been a lot of different artists that have been in town. So just bear with me for one second.
As president, he has the financial or fiduciary responsibility. And as vice president, I'm the tin cup, the corporate beggar.
Well, you need a 14-year-old to operate your technology.
Oh, no. There was just a 2-year-old in the coffee shop that had an iPhone playing with that one.
2-year-old.
The greatest jazz festival in the world.
Here we go.
The best music of the beach at the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival in Sussex County, Delaware.
I know you can't all see it, though.
pricing? Come and see why it's the greatest jazz festival in the world. Go to RehobothJazz.com for your tickets now.
So the impact in this should be...
This plays on Comcast, not only where we know it here, but from Central Virginia all the way up to the bedroom area of New York, southern part, all the way over to central Pennsylvania. It's our people, you know, the people that are coming to vacation, the people that are coming to look for second homes, the people who love to celebrate, and by celebrating they spend money. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful for everybody who has businesses in the area. Let me pick up at this point. I'm going to start where we are asking, because this is where my corporate beggar hat comes on. We're asking the Sussex County Commissioners to approve the support of expanding the Jazz Festival's marketing efforts, thus promoting Sussex County and the businesses, hotels that support the Jazz Festival. This, in turn, improves the revenue to Sussex County. Additionally, businesses, hotel, and restaurants must hire additional staff to accommodate, and I emphasize, the 17,000 Jazz Festival attendees. Now, that used to be closer to 25 until the economic downturn. Hopefully, we can bring up to that 25,000 again with the expanded marketing. To that point, the request is for $10,000 to achieve this goal. All monies will be spent and documented, and I emphasize documented, for the expansion of the television promotional program in the Mid-Atlantic region. For $20,000, Sussex County could be the title presenter sponsor. It would be an honor to include Sussex County as one of our significant sponsors. Included is our attached outline providing you the details of our accomplishments. That's the staple.
And I just, before I start reading, what gave us this idea of trying to get more people down here to recognize who we really are, how wonderful this county really is. We were in Philadelphia and we were sponsoring the Sheila E. concert at Penn's Landing. And there was 15,000 people there. And we had our brochures in a booth. People were coming left and right. We ran out of these. So many people come up to us and said, Rehoboth Beach, where's Rehoboth Beach? They didn't even know we existed. So that's where the light bulb went off in our heads to say, we have to expand out further, but we don't have the advertising monies to go to the metropolitan area that we need to hit, specifically Philadelphia, New York, I mean, really banging it. We only can put a couple of commercials on a week, and that's not enough. So that's the reason why we're here today. To get started on the bullet, I'd say the bullet outline, this event is considered one of the top 10 premier jazz festivals in the U.S. The event has been granted, as I told you, the greatest jazz festival in the world. Historically, this festival presents world-class Grammy Award performers and multiple Grammy nominee performers, and that draws attendees from 8 neighboring states in the Mid-Atlantic region. This four-day event is one of the top positive financial impacts to Southern Delaware. The Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival produces promotional TV commercials that air in the following areas: Long Island, New York, Metropolitan New York City, New Jersey, Metro Philadelphia, Central Pennsylvania, entire state of Delaware, Baltimore, Annapolis, Washington, D.C. corridor, Southern Maryland, Northern Virginia, Richmond, and Tidewater area of Virginia. We produce both 30 and 60-second ads that promote the event in Southern Delaware that air in the tri-state area. And we're willing to also, if you wanted to, I know you do have a commercial pushing Southern Sussex County. We would like to maybe do a 15 for us or a 15 for you, then we'll do the tag 15 for our jazz festival. So we'll not only be about the jazz festival, it'll be about visiting Sussex County.
To talk to Miss Wheatley about that.
Yes.
Well, that's why she's here.
For 7 months leading up to the festival, we sent out 10,000 of e-blasts and opted in addressees. That continues our outreach effort promoting Southern Delaware. It is our understanding this festival has the most aggressive TV and radio marketing outreach promoting this Southern Delaware event. And we have a...
What I wanted to do is give you this, and if you would just pass it down, to let, and I'm going to start the other side. That is our poster that will be in all businesses. This is a poster that is for an event that is at Old Bay. This Saturday, we're bringing in the International Star. It will be with Archerod. Clearly, we're focusing on the fact that this is a Sussex County event. I don't know whether you've noticed it, or maybe you have, but all too often, a lot of the ads that are Most of the ads that are being promoted for events forget to mention Sussex County in their promotional documentation. And so we thought we would take a totally different turn and emphasize the fact that it is Sussex County, that this is in existence. Let me read forward here.
Excuse me.
No, go ahead, Denny.
I just want to, 1 second. I forgot to mention that since this expansion, we are now in negotiations talking with Abbott's Grill in Milford, the Brick Hotel in Georgetown, the Delaware Distilling Company, which will be, it's Old Bay right now, and of course we'll be there, the Bear Trap Dunes, DeFebo's Bistro Ocean View, on the Rocks at the Lewis Ferry, they want us to put some artist music in there, Annabella's Restaurant in Lewis, 5 Points on the Green. Now, what we're doing, the 5 Points on the Green, is it's a free family concert. Last year, we did it from 12 to 5, and we had food vendors, we had everybody who owned a business in 5 Points were there selling their wares. We had magic acts. We had the Mummers Parade come in and did a Mummers. We had face painting for the children, and we had the magic act making the balloons. And so it's getting people involved with the jazz festival that really don't care about music. So that's why we see that we have the opportunity to expand it other than just music. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Let me just continue. This event draws close to 17,000 attendees to the area. We mentioned that before, and our goal is to bring this up to 25,000. But to that point, we are looking to expand the booking of all the hotels, the rental homes, the restaurants, and expand their businesses to capacity. And this would help also in raising the amount of revenue that comes in from the lodging tax. Let me go to the next point. Since this is in the shoulder season, and Joan, you had asked that question earlier, it brings in businesses at a time when they don't need normally to hire additional people.
Right.
And this causes this. It's a great cause and effect. Our attendees are well educated.
And the meters are free.
And the meters are free.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But under this well-educated, male and female ages go from 25 to 70. The mean income, folks, $80,000. We're bringing in people who have the capacity, the capability, and the willingness to spend money, which is a very big deal. In addition to that, they're very knowledgeable about the music industry. Our attendees enjoy, as I mentioned, celebrating life, and the area stores enjoy the aggressive shopping results. Billy Klemkowski from Jake's calls this Christmas time for the restaurant industry. Most of our attendees arrive within a 6-hour drive, and they're coming, as we mentioned before, from 8 contiguous states near us. So this affects refueling, it affects feeding on the way down, feeding on the way out. Taxis and limo service have expanded business, primarily because no one wants to run the gauntlet anymore, and having a dinner and having a glass of wine and then being greeted with lights. Over the years, our attendees have expressed an interest in discovering both the vacation homes and new permanent residences in Sussex County.
They marvel at how beautiful this area is. And finally, additional funding monies will allow us to attract new attendees to our festival event, thus introducing them to the wonderment of Sussex County. There is one ad that came through. Denny and I were in Washington, D.C. just Friday. Our headline star, Sheila E., produced or was the voice of our jazz festival. And we filmed it, and it just came in. And bear with us. A couple of seconds, that's all this time.
Where's that 8-year-old kid right now?
Is this the first time you've given to charity?
No, no.
You've always done that.
Oh, as a 501c3 nonprofit, our charitable designation has been the Tunnel Cancer Center via BB Medical Center.
Okay, great.
And the Subbyville School.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We put air conditioning in their music room because all their instruments were turning green.
I'm sure. Okay. I just wanted to fill up the space. I have a question.
Oh, that's part of our reason of existence.
Here goes nothing, guys. And Sheila, he was really a nice sweetheart.
So you'll have concerts at Cape High School?
Pardon me?
You're going to have concerts at Cape High School now?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Starting Thursday this year.
But
Thursday,
that's the first
Friday.
Time, right?
Last year was our first time.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
We worked with Bob Fulton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just.
And.
Are you going to say anything, Mrs. Wheeler?
I'm asked.
Well, why don't you come up? I was going to ask about just the economic. Does this meet the economic threshold that maybe you and your department look at when you look at economic development for Sussex County?
It does.
Because what they're saying is that it has a tremendous financial impact at a certain time of year, which everybody appreciates. So maybe, and we should, you know, partnership with the state and other things. And we don't benefit from a lot of these taxes you talk about, lodging taxes. All that goes to the state, which is fine, but
Scott Thomas could tell that.
Yeah, right. Southern Delaware tourism.
Okay,
the,
but just
the, money
just the benefits
back
to Sussex County and your approach to economic development, because that's what I think Todd would want to know and the rest of the council. And it does look like they've expanded out of Rehoboth Beach, and are talking Ocean View, back to Georgetown, Milford, et cetera. So just touch on that, and then so we can maybe keep it moving. And
as people who know that I always say, do the math: manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, and healthcare. And this is the tourism. Tourism is a major employer in the state, and specifically in Sussex County. And we're talking about the rest. We tie in there the restaurants, the waiters, the waitresses, the hoteliers, the people on every strata that are employed through this. The six-hour drive, that normally, the three-day event, six-hour drive, that's what we consider the sweet spot for visitation, because they are going to stay in hotels and they do spend more. A day tripper does not. So I equate this event when you have like Apple Scrapple, you get people from the area that come, but usually the proportion is greater for the jazz festival than it is for Apple Scrapple.
Apple
that drive
one day.
From, correct.
Right, versus it.
Exactly, and that the people come from a larger area, higher income level too. So it bring it, you know, it's exponential with the money that comes in here for this type of event.
Good, thanks.
Thank you, Julie.
Hi, this is Sheila E. I want to invite you to the greatest jazz festival in the world, the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival in Sussex County, Delaware. There will be 20 artists in 14 shows on 4 stages. You will see Najee, Will Downing, Peter White, Mindy Hebert, Gerald Albright, and many, many more. And of course, me, Sheila E. Go to RehobothJazz.com and buy your tickets now. Come and see why this is the greatest jazz festival in the world.
You don't get a
one
top
take
performer to do this without wanting to do this.
It took one take.
Yeah.
And I do it 50 takes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
By all means.
How much is event sponsors? I saw that at the top of your big board, and we had our emblem up there, so apparently we have been an event sponsor in the past.
That was just a sample, hoping that you will
show us what it would look like.
How about all the other
We still want to leave it there no matter what you guys decide.
How about all the other folks up there? Are they in the same category as us?
They're already paid in.
And what is the, what have
it
they
It could
paid
be anywhere
in?
From 10, 20, all the way down to 2,500.
10,000, 20,000, all the way down to 2,500. So there must have been 20 of those businesses and entities up there under the heading of event sponsor. Are you saying all of them gave at least $2,500?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the bare minimum to get up on
yes.
the board. Okay.
And we've been given, Vance, through my discretionary fund. They've been making requests over the years, so I can't remember if it's been continuously, if we've missed a few years, but I believe we've been getting them.
Okay. Now, down at the bottom, it says festival sponsors, and their logos
are
a little smaller.
A lot of those
smaller.
Are what you call in-kind. In other words, they may have given us hotel rooms, just a few of them. They may be willing to provide feeding for our artists. For instance, that's the Village of Five Points because they gift us the use of the green for the Saturday free family concert. So we're always in the outreach to celebrate in a thank you mode people who have assisted us to put this thing together.
And they need
Now, I
business.
Just went to your website, and I saw tickets were $10.
Oh, that's for the Saturday event that single sheet with Brian Simpson and Art Sherrod.
Okay, that's going to be our kickoff party to release the lineup for October.
Okay.
And actually, it's almost sold out. I'm really impressed.
And then how much are tickets for the other events?
They could be anywhere from $32 up to $62, depending on how close you want to sit to the front stage, as well as the notoriety of the artist.
Gotcha. In 2012, what was your total revenue that came in for this event?
$335,000. It costs us $20,000 a show just to produce it. It's not only the artist fee that you pay.
What would you like to get up to this year? What's your budget for 13?
Well, we're really concerned about the economy this year, and we're being conservative. If we can reach the 400,000 mark, we'd be really happy. So there's other events that we can do, but we're afraid to put that out there right now because we're afraid the ticket sales might not sell, but the artists don't want to know that. Once I book an artist for $20,000, they don't want to hear tickets aren't selling. You still have to give them the $20,000. So we're going to go along this year, the summers. That's why May 1st is our campaign kickoff, so we have May until October to get these ticket sales going. So if by July, early August, we see that really ticket sales are really great, we'll add a few other shows, which will increase our revenue.
What percentage of the revenue comes from the tickets versus the sponsorships?
I'd say 80%.
From?
80% is ticket sales.
Okay.
But the key is the demand for payouts occurs before the revenue from ticket sales. And therein lies the gap. That's
sure.
why if it wasn't for these wonderful people up top,
And we don't get
we
paid
would
to
have
do
a yo-yo concert
the 20%
on the corner.
We have no salaries. We don't pay
20% of 300, would you say, 25,000 is around 65,000.
Yeah, last year we were a little light. We're about 48,000.
In sponsorship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're starting to, I don't know about this year. I don't think we're going to hit that.
I got a suggestion.
We had a major sponsor to pull out.
I'm done.
I got a suggestion. We've heard a great presentation.
But I'll let you guys go.
Todd, if you could, we're in the budget process, talk to Mrs. Wheatley. And put together maybe is there a way to put this in if you all consider our staff you guys consider this to be of significant economic impact and it rises to that threshold of economic development because it does provide like Joan said a shoulder season activity which Ocean City has been very successful at other resorts areas have been very successful at just see if there's a place for it in our budget. And then report back to us. I think that and look at what they do and the impact. And they are expanding. It sounds like Milford, Georgetown, Ocean Views, Selbyville, or whatever. So, I mean, I think that's the best we can do. There's no way we're going to make any kind of decision today or anything like that. But I've watched it grow and stuff, and I'm sure any of the others who followed it. But that would be my suggestion.
Mr. Lawson, then why don't you take that back to your...
Does that make sense for everybody?
...people and see what you come up with and bring it back to us.
Okay.
Have we missed anything that you wanted to hear from us?
No, I think you got it.
But all you have to do is drive down to Rehoboth Beach while they're here, and you will see the people. And it's amazing how many people are there in October.
And we're really excited about the expansion, how Route 1 corridor was so busy last year, busier than Rehoboth.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, yes, sir. Wilson.
Being a business person, a little bit I am, if this is so profitable and you've got so many people coming, how come you need help from other people to make this thing go?
Well, it's because it's so expensive to produce.
Well, then it's costing you more than you're making. So it's not a good business.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
It's costing you more than you're making. Your bottom line, you're not making it.
Well,
you're coming to ask for people that's not even going to attend your program. I wouldn't go across the street to hear that.
You can chunk and make money.
And there's a lot of people that live in Greenwood, Bridgeville, in that area, wouldn't even think of going down there. And why are they going to finance you for something that's going to bring in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all these people from everywhere else? Who cares if they come over here or not?
They buy houses.
I don't benefit from that, and neither do the people that I represent do.
I don't see
any purpose.
My thinking on that, sir, is how this county has expanded and how great this county is came from those people coming in, too. Not only that our people that live in our area made it great, other people have moved down here. And the key thing we have here is the potential of reaching those people that don't know we exist.
How long have you been doing this?
Come down here, maybe move here.
How long have you been doing this, you said?
17 years.
17 years, but now they don't know this?
No, we could not afford to expand out of our area. Last year was the first time.
I don't think we can
help
you afford. I don't think the public, the general public, the general average taxpayer can afford to help you to expand either.
Well,
what is their benefit?
The benefit is to make Sussex County even better by bringing other people in to move into our area.
That's your opinion.
Jobs.
Okay. Jobs creates jobs. People, jobs.
The people who live here, Sam. There's a lot of young people. There's a lot of people that
are more...
No, George, I can't even get down the highway.
That's okay.
I understand.
That's what I understand. I don't know if
I think
do.
One thing that we may be missing out of all this is that... I'll quote Jeff Freed from BB Medical, and he's a great partner of ours. And Jeff Freed says, medicine heals the hurt, but music heals the soul.
I don't agree.
Music is the DNA of culture. And that's one of the reasons why we bring in people from who have more money, whether we want to admit it or not, than a lot of people in Sussex County that are coming here. Want to leave their money here gratefully.
Mm-hmm. Buy house.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much
for your presentation.
Yes,
thanks.
Choose
a narrow focus on it. Mr. Lawson.